Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio from Malaysia. There, Asia Aziz with Tanda Tanya. We are speaking to someone not in Malaysia, but in Korea right now. It is the one, the only Chan Stolen.
That's right. I'm in Busan, South Korea.
Yep. And just that little bit hotter each time, huh?
Yeah, it's really nice here. It's turning out really well. We've actually even got a breeze the last couple weeks. So it hasn't gotten into what's going to be, I'm guessing, in a couple months, very hot and humid. So very enjoyable right now.
What was the top temperature today?
Oh God, I'd have to look that up.
But probably early 20s or something.
You know what I mean? Well, see, that's interesting because I still prefer Fahrenheit. So yeah, so it's 23 degrees right now, and Fahrenheit that's 74. So it's a very breezy 74 degrees. Yeah,
there you go. Not quite warm enough to go for a swim, but still on its way.
Yeah, I mean that'll be coming up later. Although, ironically, as I might have mentioned before, at the beaches at Busan, you actually don't see a lot of people swimming. My girlfriend doesn't swim very well. I've met many South Koreans who actually don't swim very well, if not at all. So despite being on a peninsula, swimming has not really caught on here. So yeah, it's mostly just beach bathing or sunbathing and just hanging out on the beach and having a good time.
Dare I say, Chance, as the years go by and the more technology we have to play with at home, there's probably less chance that we're going to go out and learn to swim.
Yeah, I mean, but it's interesting. I mean, I grew up in rural Iowa. No waters, no rivers, no anything. It's not like Minnesota. And I've swam since I was like four. So I really just think it depends where you grow up. I think people where I'm from are still learning to swim. And here in South Korea, I think even without a lot of technology, people for just one reason or another wouldn't be swimming too much.
Do it the way we learned, Chance. Just chuck your girlfriend in the deep end and watch her swim.
I'm trying to teach her how to swim. We actually go to a pool once a week and I'm trying to.
Very good. So what's making news in Korea, Chance?
Well, a couple different things. After the election, of course, we now have Moon Jae-in, and that has taken over a lot of the news, but I just picked a handful of stories that I thought were really interesting over the last few days. First off, to start with some sad news, and then we'll get to less sad news afterwards. A 42-year-old deported Korean-American adoptee committed suicide last week, and that's, of course, getting a lot of attention from news media here, and I'll explain what that means. So a deported Korean-American adoptee means this Korean, South Korean citizen was sent to live with a family in the United States, but he didn't end up getting citizenship. He was then deported. This actually happened to a couple of different people. I did a story on a similar person, so I guess you'd say deported Korean-American adoptee, Adam Crapsper. I did this report last year. He actually had a criminal record, and I believe he was involved in some crime groups. I guess maybe you would say gangs. And he didn't get American citizenship as he was growing up, which is actually quite common. And just because you've been adopted in the United States doesn't mean that you're going to get citizenship. Parents have to go forward with that process. He was in multiple homes. He didn't get that, and he eventually got deported due to his criminal record. But this other person who committed suicide, I don't believe he had a criminal record. So this happens to other people as well. He ended up jumping from a very tall building, and they have footage showing that he wasn't, you know, apparently was alone. And so this was his own choice, unfortunately. He was deported from the United States to Korea back in 2012. He was adopted by an American family at the age of 10. And once again, he just never received citizenship. So this is sometimes a common problem. I actually have a friend here in Busan. She's a yoga instructor. She grew up in Iowa, which is where I'm from. She doesn't have a great relationship with her parents, but at the time when she was living with them, they just never went ahead and got her American citizenship. She never got an American passport. So she actually has a South Korean passport, and she lives here in South Korea. And even though she grew up in America her entire life, she's not a citizen. So this happens quite a lot. And this unfortunate suicide of this 42-year-old man is bringing a little bit more attention to the fact that sometimes it doesn't work out and you actually end up getting deported. Or my friend who lives here in Busan didn't get deported, but she chose to come here, and she'll never be an American citizen, probably.
Right. That's a terrible story. It's hard to tell someone that things will work out, you know, in the long run. Things can be quite challenging in life, and, you know, you never really know where things are going to go. And, you know, I hear the saying, you know, it gets better often, and it really does. So we do have to remind people if you are experiencing thoughts of suicide or you have depression, you can check out resources like lifeline.org.au, 13 11 14 if in Australia, or you can go to Headspace.org.au. It's good to talk about things, isn't it, Chance?
Yeah, and it's good you bring that up. In South Korea, mental health is not really a topic that gets discussed a lot, so that's always important too. Even in South Korea, there are opportunities to talk to people, even though it's not something that often gets discussed in culture and media here.
It's a very old-fashioned way of doing things to pretend that things don't happen, so when people are experiencing tough times, they think they're different, which is not a good approach at all. So better to talk about things and then let people know where the resources are.
Yeah, and even in my own country, in the United States, we certainly have a problem with this, so it's not just South Korea. I'll jump to my second story here just because I think we might be running out of time. But this is something I've talked about before on the Korea FM podcast. Two U.S. congressmen recently introduced a bill to try to cut off what they call foreign currency going to Kim Jong-un's government in North Korea, and also to prevent it from detaining more U.S. citizens. So this bill is called the North Korea Travel Control Act. It would require licenses for any American citizen traveling to North Korea, and licenses for tourists through. So the State Department strongly warns U.S. citizens, of course, against traveling to North Korea, but it is something you can do. I have multiple friends and other people I've interviewed who have gone to North Korea as tourists, who have gone to North Korea to teach at a university, who have gone to North Korea for NGO work, lots of different things. But of course, at least 16 Americans have been detained in the DPRK in the past decade. So they're trying to cut down on this. However, while increase in trips to North Korea is taking place by Americans and other Western tourists, it's estimated that about 100,000 foreign tourists do go to North Korea every year. 95% of them are Chinese. So it's still a very small number coming from the West, but it is increasing.
I look forward to the day we can all go there freely and enjoy ourselves there, because, boy, don't you just live in hope, Chance?
Well, I don't know, man. I've lived in Korea for several years, and I don't know if I'm ever going to see that day.
Yeah.
I think that might be a pipe dream. Unless you actively work to change the regime, have the regime collapse, which people are obviously afraid to do because of the armed conflict that could happen. This is really the most successful totalitarian regime in the modern history of the world. So I don't know that they're going to go anywhere soon. So I don't know that we're ever going to be able to travel there in our lifetimes. But Donald Trump's president, who knows what's going to happen?
You never really know, good or bad, right? All right, what's your kick a story, Chant? Kick a story.
We got a fun little one here. Have you ever heard of fan death?
Fan death?
Fan death.
No.
Okay, wow, this is interesting. I'm glad I could bring this to you. I've actually done news reports on this because in South Korea, people both young and old sometimes still believe that if you have a fan in a room with all the doors and windows closed, you could die.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. So fears about electronic fan death were talked about actually recently in The Atlantic. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. It's not something new, but The Atlantic just covered it. These fears date back as far as 1927, when a story called Strange Harm from Electric Fans was printed in a newspaper in Korea. And it warned readers that new technology brought a risk of nausea, facial paralysis, and even asphyxiation, because the theory was that the fan circulation of stale air caused its user to choke on their own carbon dioxide. This is still something that is believed in South Korea. 50 years or so after this article in 1927, so in the 70s, a man was reportedly found dead in his room. The windows and doors were shut, and two electric fans were running. And people think this is what really started the current trend of fan death. This one case is really what got people going on. So I've spoken with countless young, middle-aged, and older South Koreans about this, just because it's an interesting story for me, but also I've reported about it, and people believe in fan death here. They will tell you, don't sleep in a room with a fan, you might die.
Wow, pretty gruesome stuff there. I would like to play devil's advocate, and I would assume that fans get a bad rap because they're cheap, so it's probably something that was invented by the corporates that have more expensive things to sell to stop you from suffering from fan death.
But it's not that. It's not the actual technology. It's not that the fan's going to catch on fire and burn down your apartment building. It's that the act of having a fan spinning when everything's closed could kill you.
Right. You know what? I think you've got more of a chance of being in a difficult situation if you were in a room alone with President Trump. That is what I would be worried about.
Okay, well, there's that. Yeah. don't sleep with President Trump in the room, and don't sleep with a fan in the room.
I don't think even Mrs. Trump is sleeping in the same room with Mr. Trump at the moment.
Well, they have the thing, these small, short videos and GIFs of her, like, hitting his hand away. So,
yes,
yeah, that's
hilarious.
Going around the internets as well. Yeah.
I feel for Trump. I get that most of the time myself. All right, Chance, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Yep, talk to you later.
And plug away.
Sure, yeah, KoreaFM.net. Do podcasts each week. been very busy the last several weeks. Haven't gotten to as many news episodes as I would like. Hopefully we'll have at least one of those each week, and then hopefully that'll also appear on the Asian Pop Radio podcast.
Excellent. We've got a very US flair today on the show, Chance. We're going to be chatting to a guy by the name of Vinny C, who's in Texas right after this.
Wow, they have internet in Texas. That's great.
It's also 3 o'clock in the morning. He's staying on a lot of coffee waiting for me to call, so I'll do that now.
That's great. I hope he's wearing a cowboy hat.
See you, Chance.
Bye-bye.
Asian Pop Radio.